Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Manage, the podcast all about health and self. Today, I wanted to get a little bit philosophical. So I've always had an interest in philosophy. I've studied psychology, and so I'm very much somebody who likes to question who we are, why we do what we do, and about, you know, the grand scheme of things. And it's interesting that in my journal yesterday, I wrote something along the lines of how I feel like my life is just a series of realizations, like mini epiphanies. But oftentimes, like more often than not, they're just not new information. It's not unique information. Obviously, at the time, it feels very real and they're very powerful discoveries, but they're only specific to my circumstance. And that's why they feel so powerful and that's why they feel so real. But in truth, it's not new, it's not profound, it's not unique. There's this idea that goes, we don't learn new things, we just remember them. As in, we knew all along this thing that we've so-called learned, but we just needed to be reminded of it. So maybe, I like to think, knowledge or wisdom is energy, and therefore it's never lost, but instead transported or transformed. This idea seems really beautiful to me, and I think it's very true. Think about the last time that you received some advice. You were nodding along because you knew it was true, but hearing it from a certain person or at a certain time made it feel like new information. It made it feel like, yeah, you're right, wow, I didn't see it like that. And that's because our brains are limited, you know, they can't store information readily available to us all the time. There's a lot of things that are in the back of our minds that we're not using, we're not thinking about, we're not remembering. And so when those things are triggered, we're reminded of those things. It's information brought back to the surface. It's transformed and renewed, and therefore it feels new, but really it was there all along. And that's why perhaps at times my blog, my podcast feels like I'm saying things that people already know. Because at this point in life, we do know all these things, especially when it comes to things like self-discovery, self-development, self-help, all those things. We know these things already. We're not stupid. There might be new habit hacks or tricks that we can use, but they still feel very familiar, or they've branched off from a concept that we already know a lot about. We know these things and we know who we are and we know what we're capable of. But the thing is, we're human and we forget. And so we need to be reminded of it. So every time that I put out content, every time I talk about my own discoveries, my own realizations, my own epiphanies, I hope that you know that I am self-aware enough to know that this is not new information. That instead, I'm being reminded of something and I'm looking to remind you of something too, to give you advice that helps you in specific moments when you need to hear it. Another thing that I've been thinking about is how I'm in my 20s, right? I'm 25 in April, and 25 feels like a big milestone. I've kind of been calling myself 25 already for a while. I don't know why. I think it's because I work with a lot of girls who are younger than me. So I've kind of been saying I'm 25 to make myself sound older. I don't know. But I'm at that time in my life where obviously I'm going through this period of transition and self-discovery, self-exploration, finding out who I am, asking those hard questions, hence why I do my podcast, hence why I do my blog. But the thing is, there is no hard and fast answer to that, is there? There's no hard and fast answer to who we are. There's no hard and fast answer to what we're supposed to do with our lives. Because what I'm supposed to do is not going to be the same as what you need to do. Who I am is not going to be the same as who you are. And how I discover those things is not going to be the same for me as it is for you either. And that's why it's so complicated. And that's why it'll always be so hard for us to give people advice or tell people how to do things. Because what works for me isn't necessarily going to work for you. It might, but it might not. And at the end of the day, what might work for me now might not work for me in 5, 10, 15 years' time. What feels really true and right now can be completely different tomorrow. In fact, it most likely will be. I read up a little bit about the concept of Taoism. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. So Taoism is the way, basically. And I'm definitely, you know, paraphrasing and oversimplifying this. But in a nutshell, it means that we must walk in line with nature in order to live correctly. That to go against the natural flow of things is not the way. And I like this concept because I do believe in nature. I believe that there is a natural flow and that oftentimes we can resist it and go against it and cause ourselves pain and discomfort. I know that for me, I'm an overthinker. I naturally overcomplicate loads of different things. And if I could relax and calm down and trust myself and go with the flow, then I'd probably find myself a lot happier, find, you know, serendipitous circumstances that are filled with spontaneity and beauty and discovery and experience, you know? And that sounds so much beautiful to me than trying to be rigid and plan and perfect everything in life, to be so sure of everything before you do anything. So last week, I decided that I would research about teaching assistants, how to become a teaching assistant. And then I had this idea that I would reach out to some of my old teachers that I had on Facebook. Three of them were no longer at my old school, but one of them still was, and she was my tutor group leader. I messaged all of them. I asked if they had any information or advice about how I could volunteer in a school or, you know, get into a school to become a teaching assistant for the meantime whilst I write, because that sounds like an ideal situation to me. Schools obviously have more breaks than any other career. They shut earlier than five. So if I could work in a school, then I would have a lot more free time to be able to do my writing and or my studying at the same time. It sounds perfect to me. And so I wanted to try and see if I could do that for now, to support myself and be able to make money, make a living, make a family, move forwards in my life, but at the same time not let go of my dream of being a writer. And it just so happened that my tutor said, yes, this sounds like a great idea, I think you'd be really good at it, I'll speak to the senior SEN leader at the school to see if they can do anything. And I didn't expect that the very next day, first thing in the morning, she would tell me that there was a vacancy going, a teaching assistant vacancy going at my old school. And bearing in mind, my old school is like literally around the corner, about 5 minutes from my house, so I could get there really easily, and it was an ideal situation. And of course, I'm terrified because it's all happening so fast. I don't know if I am qualified to be a TA, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it, I don't know if I'm completely over my head in trying to even do this, but I said to myself, let me apply. All I can do is apply. If they like what they see, they'll invite me in for an interview. And then all I can do is try and sell myself, as it were, in the interview. And if they like it, then they'll let me in. But the way I see it, this is the way of nature. That, yes, it was me who reached out to my teacher who made that move, but nature stepped in and made it so that there just happened to be a vacancy. That was the universal law. It was just putting that in front of me and saying, hey, do you want this? And then it was up to me to decide to go for it. And that'll be the same for you and the same for all of us at any point in life. We might make decisions, but it all comes down to what's put in our path. People say, why is the world against me? Why is God against me? Why is the universe against me? But I think that often comes down to the fact that we don't recognize the signs that are in front of us, or we resist. Right? So of course, I could have chosen not to do that research, not to reach out to my tutor, and then I wouldn't have discovered that there's a vacancy at my school. I could choose to have known that there's a vacancy at my school, but not apply because I feel like I'm not good enough. So can I, in that situation, blame the universe? Or is it my own fault? I chose to not step out and see the opportunity. And then I chose, when I saw the opportunity, to look the other way. But to go with nature, to go the right way, to use the Taoism techniques and ideas, is to follow what feels natural, what is planted in front of me. Let's smell the roses, right? And if it doesn't work out, that's fine. We are supposed to go through, you know, good times and bad times, the yin and the yang. That's fine. But to not try is to go against nature. That's what I'm starting to believe. That's what I'm starting to see. So, of course, I don't know the outcome of this job opportunity yet. I haven't been invited for an interview just yet. It's only been a week. But as of the time when this podcast comes out, maybe I'll know. I don't know. I'll update you. But either way, I'm proud of myself for applying, for giving it a shot. And if I do get the job, and even if I hate it and leave, or I get fired or something, you know, drastic happens, I'll at least know that I tried. And that's what's important, right? that's what I need to remember. And of course, like I say, this was a massive realization, a massive epiphany, but the thing is, it's not new information. I already knew that. I already knew that you have to take every opportunity put before you. I already knew that you're allowed to be afraid, but as long as something feels right, you should give it a go and see what happens. I already knew that. So in my time of being 25, it kind of feels like an existential crisis. It kind of feels like a quarter life crisis, which is what I wrote about in one of my books one time. I still feel like I'm kind of in it because I'm so unsure and so afraid a lot of the time, and questioning myself and discovering things about myself and, you know, all that inner turmoil that comes with being between the ages of, like, well, kind of in teenhood basically, but I'd say being between 18 and 30, because in that time you probably haven't settled into a career that you're happy with yet. You probably haven't found the love of your life yet. You probably haven't started a family. You probably haven't traveled that much. You probably haven't discovered what you're good at yet. Hopefully by the time I'm in my 30s and 40s, I will know those things and therefore feel a bit more secure. But for now, it's very much feels like an experiment, and that experiment has so many open-ended answers that it feels overwhelming, right? I think that's where the existential crisis comes from. The whole question of who am I? What am I here to do? What matters? But I think there's a certain kind of comfort in the kind of nihilistic idea, the nihilistic philosophy that nothing matters. We were born and then we decided on who was going to be. I think it's Sartre, I can't say his name, Jean-Paul Sartre. He said that being precedes essence, in that we were born first and then we decided that, oh, we're going to do a bunch of choices to decide who we are and what we're going to do, right? So that kind of backs the idea that there is nothing that we're meant to do. We choose what we do. There are things that will feel natural to us and things that won't be. That doesn't mean that the things that are unnatural are not for us. It's up for us to decide. But at the end of the day, don't feel like there's some massive mistake that you can make that completely contradicts what you were born to do. You decided that by all the choices that you've made since you were a child. Some of the choices obviously your parents made, but you've decided who you are up to this point, and you will decide who you are going forwards. So make the choice to go with nature, but make the choice to make a choice, if that makes sense. So I made the choice to reach out to my tutor, and then nature provided the job opportunity. Then I made the choice to go for the job opportunity, and then nature will decide whether I get it or not. And that's how things go. This thing, that thing. And it's not something that can be perfected. It's not something that once you've stepped off the path, you can't get back on. Like, we overcomplicate life sometimes. We make it harder on ourselves. But there's always a way back onto the natural path with awareness and self-belief, self-discovery, self-encouragement, you know, beauty and self-love in what you're doing. Then I feel like you will be okay no matter what happens. And of course, curiosity and bravery go a long way into finding that beautiful life that you want to manifest for yourself. So yeah, that's my philosophy for today. I hope it made sense. It was kind of a bit squiff, but it always is with me, isn't it? Because my head's just so full of many ideas. So did you like this kind of philosophical idea? Would you like me to do more like this, where I talk about actual concepts, actual ideas? Obviously, I'd like to do more research into these things. I'm only just at the surface level. But yeah, take care, guys, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.